Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. I hope this episode finds you well. This is the last Trevor Sternat appearance that we recorded back in January that we never released for obvious legal reasons. You know, we just didn't have the rights secured for the Milwaukee Metal Fest, but we got them.
Congratulations. I saw that you bought the festival.
Thank you so much. That's the majority of this episode was me, you know, with this crazy idea pitching to Trevor of wanting him to curate the fest. And I think part of the delay, not just the legal stuff with wanting to make sure that, you know, that we got in touch with Jack and made sure that, you know, we'll carry on the torch and keep Milwaukee Metal Fest going. And much love to Jack. You know, it took a little while, but also when you're dealing with the loss of someone that, you know, is just such a larger than life character, it's hard to listen to this. It was hard for me to go back.
Yeah.
And a beloved guest of the show and someone I always looked forward to playing with and speaking with. And, you know, we hadn't canceled the Parkway tour yet. I think
I think that happened like that day or the day before.
I can't remember, but I remember listening back and having to stop. And I don't, you know, grief can come sometimes be a loop. So I don't want people to go back to a certain place they were in dealing with this massive loss of losing, you know, someone like Trevor. But it's also challenging when people tell you what to do and not do when you're dealing with such a massive loss like this. So whatever it is that you got to feel, you got to feel it. And you got to know that it does get slightly better as you go on. And, you know, whether it's anger, sadness, you know, whatever, life goes on and that's part of why I wanted to put this out, was because now we got the rights to Milwaukee Metal Fest. And when I got to the end of this episode, I was like, wow. Like, we did have something to look forward to. We were so pumped. Like, he was like, I was surprised, you know, that this episode took this turn. And because he was really the only person I had in mind to curate the festival.
Yeah, it's a shame, dude.
But yeah, so if, you know, there's a ton of free resources if you're ever struggling. Brian, I'm sure, can put up something on the screen. You know, as far as the suicide hotline or as far as free resources, we wanted to do this show ad free and just finally get it out. And we will get the Barney from Napalm Death episode out now that we have the rights to Milwaukee Metal Fest. And thanks again to Jack and everybody who helped with it. Scott Bradford, Tim Bohr, Leslie at the Eagles and the Rave. And yeah, it will probably make the festival happen next year. And I just wanted to also note that, you know, we didn't think this was going to be, obviously we didn't think this was going to be Trevor's last appearance. So we fuck around and everything's, you gotta understand, if it sounds like we're serious, we're not, we're just joking around. We're fucking around. It's two guys talking.
It's all for there fun. Was,
yeah. We're just having fun. We're not trying to offend anybody. And it was also delayed, you know, because we had audio issues. We tried to clean it up. I don't remember his mic having these issues. And I listened to the episode back in October too. And I remember having little like issues, but you know, I know there's some people that are going to hear it and be like, you know, why didn't you try to, we did try to fix the audio. It's not as easy as
it's not, it's also not that awful. It's not bad.
No, it's not too bad. And I do also want to say that, you know, we're talking about Red Cord in the beginning of this episode. It was crazy that literally right after this episode, they announced that they were going to come back and do a festival. So, you know, don't write me saying they are coming back or they did come back again. This was recorded in January. And yeah, and just come back after the show. We'll talk more about it in the outro, but this is it. This is the final Trevor Sternat appearance on the Jossa Show. May he rest in peace, and we'll keep his memory alive and his music alive, and hopefully if Black Dahlia decides to continue, or if we can do some sort of tribute to him, or if his family or the people who are going to control his estate want to reach out to us, we would love to do a Trevor Sternad memorial stage in his honor. And yeah, that's it. We'll talk to you. We'll come back and do a little outro, but enjoy the final Trevor Sternad appearance on the Josta Show. Here it is.
My friend, the lead singer of Hatebreed, the infamous and notorious Jamie Josta, is in the building.
That's what's up.
Jamie Josta from the metal band Hatebreed. That guy's famous.
Coffee, death metal, and push-ups.
That's Jamie Josta. Remember Jamie Josta? You know him. He's a podcaster, but he's also a metal man.
I would say you need that.
That shit is hard.
He's back on the attack. What is up?
Look at that fucking beard, bro.
The mullet.
Dude, what? Are you having a crisis, man? What's going on?
I'm having a celebration. Did you see Over the Top? I'm doing the Over the Top right now. How's
that? Dude, I watched Over the Top recently and I cried.
Yeah. Right?
Dude,
I called my dad right after.
Yeah, there's some serious, heartstring pulling father son shit, man.
Dude, it's so good. Hey, listen, just always call your dad. Like Kirk, it was so funny. Right after we watched that, Kirk called me on a random thing and he's just like, man, I just called my dad. It was great. He'd be cool with me saying this. Shout out to Slim. Kirk's dad is amazing. And, yeah, no, right. Already people are in the chat. That was not the reaction on how awesome is this. It was, yeah, especially not from Howard when we watched the movie for the podcast. Fuck no. But I've since watched it again. Yes, I did.
Dude, Over the Top rules, man. I used to watch it every day for a while when I was a kid.
It didn't hold up.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, man. That shit is like fucking Citizen Kane. Are you kidding me?
So Kirk says, man, I just called my dad. I just had to call my dad and tell him I loved him. He supported me like all through my sports and my music. And he's like, I get my sense of humor from my dad. I was like, Kirk, that's so beautiful. And it was like 7:30 in the morning or 7:15 in the morning because we get up super early. Uh-huh. And I was like, dude, this is how I need to start my day. I was like, thank you so much. And then I called my dad and I told him, I was like, did you watch Over the Top? Like, what is going on? Like, he's like, nah, fool. I didn't watch that shit. Should I? I'm like, according to Trevor, you should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Drop everything you're doing right now.
So. The pitches on the podcast, when fans who are not fans of the podcast tune in, they really don't like it. Like they get pissed. Like they don't want any entrepreneurship. They don't want you to make any money. They want you to like just be a starving artist and go fuck yourself if you have any ambition in life. So, and I was like, but you know what though? I was thinking like, all right, yeah, don't pitch anything to Trevor today. But then I was like, no, but his fans are cool. Cause even on the episode where I was like super hopped up on energy drinks and I didn't let you talk, they were mad, but they came back around and they were stoked on the two other episodes you did shortly after.
Redemption.
But I was thinking about that. Like, yeah, maybe they, because you ride that line, right? Like when you announced the tour, you had a surprisingly good reaction to being on what I would figure was a pretty divisive tour for you.
Oh, dude, I didn't know entirely what to expect. I knew there would be a certain lane of fans. Like I've seen people on our socials that are saying, yo, I love all four of these fucking bands.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. That's great. That's perfect. And dude, I'm so excited to finally have it announced, man. Holy shit. And I wasn't sure if Stick to Your Guns was like on it or not. Like I'd heard both. I'm really glad they are. Get to hang out with Chris Rawson, the tallest man on earth.
I'm glad they are too.
No, dude, I kind of feel like you have a Teen Wolf thing going on and you're like.
Dude, it's when people like when I'm out, especially if I have the mask on, people still know it's me though. Like some girl just said to me, I know who you are. I was like, what's up? I was like, how? But because I guess the podcast gives it away. But I'm go real. I have no problem with rockignization. Out and about, let's take a picture, let's shake hands, let's hug. I don't fucking care. I'm fine with all this shit. And they're like, you're an idiot, you're gonna get killed. Listen, everything's gonna be fine. Just take your vitamin D. No, I'm not a doctor, but
you're gonna get killed by they expect you to be like
killed by the we don't say it in the first 5 minutes of the episode because we'll get demonetized by the C word that's going around in
yeah. But hey man, I'm in Rhode Island now, you know, like I don't care anymore.
That's basically Texas of the Northeast. I love Rhode Island.
Yeah, dude, I've been out here just for a couple days. We're like still in transition. That's why things aren't looking so cool behind me here. But yeah, it's a trip to be out here after being in New York, man. You know, it's a lot less tense here for sure.
Great choice. Give it like a couple months. You're going to be eating lobster. You're going to be going to park the car in the yard. You're going to be,
I'm going to like poach a whale.
Dude, there's so much history and lore where you are now.
Dude, I'll only be here for a minute, man. We're actually like looking at Atlanta in like a month. Yeah. ATL, really? Man. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I feel like you could be.
You feel like this is my spot.
Providence is due for a comeback, bro. The baby dude, head, the living room.
I can't bring this all up myself.
You have to. You could start a whole scene. Bro, do you know how underserviced you take everybody from Providence all the way out to New Bedford? Dude, there's a scene in Cape Cod. People hit me up. Yo, believe it or not, there's a scene in Cape Cod. You should play here. Dude, you like all those super underground credible bands that will actually like draw people, but they gotta get invited. They gotta get an offer. They like you.
Hey man.
Too ambitious.
I don't know. This is too big of a sell. I already got plans, man.
Dude, Trevor's Monday Metal at the fucking Baby Head, or bring it back. Let's buy the Baby Head rights to the name. We'll find out who owns the rights. We'll buy it back. Dude.
Fucking living room, bro.
Is it still there?
I don't know. I played there and my dad dropped in out of nowhere. He just happened to be, I was like, great. This is a really great show that you picked to see how I'm doing with my life. I'm really glad.
Providence is so overdue for a band to break out, a scene to come back. You know why Providence gets screwed is because of listen, I'm sorry, Scott Lee. I love you, but you got that radius clause, right? He's got that Worcester radius clause.
Oh yeah. He's the one bringing us down outside the radius. You're fucked.
Providence is within that Worcester radius. You can't do both. You got to do Worcester one tour cycle.
I see.
And then you can't do Providence until 100 days later, right? Or 120 days mm-hmm. later. It's not just him. It's the bands and the agents. It's the headlining bands, right? Like they're not going to, if you're headlining for Parkway and they're playing Worcester, you ain't allowed to headline Black Dahlia.
Right.
Black Dahlia can't headline in Providence the night before, the night after. You got to wait 120 days.
Yeah,
right?
It's a lot of politics. Kids don't even know that stuff about touring. Yeah.
Are we
going to
get in trouble?
Tours. What? No, we don't need to go down that whole rabbit hole. Let's keep it fun.
Okay, let's keep it fun. Here we go. All right, I'm ready. Do you remember the name Jack Koscheck?
Yes. And I don't know. But we kind of came in at the very tail end of Milwaukee Metal Fest, you know, so we played on one, probably the last decent one. And then we came back 2 years later and played on like all pay to play bands. Seriously, it was all pay to play bands, us, Deeds of Flesh, and like Macabre playing acoustic, and like, you know, Uncle Remus's Monkey Wrench at 3 o'clock, and like just all these like band, like bullshit. You know what I mean? Like,
is that a real band? Play them right now.
No, I just made that up. But yeah, dude, I can't imagine going to, even just attending one of those at its height, man. Like, that was just before my time. I was a little young. I was a huge pussy. You know what I mean? Like,
you were still screamo. You had a little screamo in you.
No, I mean, I liked all that shit for sure. I was, you know, I was a death metal head then, but just, I don't know. I just didn't really see the scene as like something that was even tangible for myself yet. You know, like I saw Cannibal in 96 on the Big Fat tour with Clutch and Anthrax. And like, that was my, the first time seeing a death metal band live, you know what I mean? But like, I didn't know that there were death metal bands around in Michigan, you know, or where they were or anything about it, really. I was just like out in the suburbs, like dreaming, you know.
Dude, it was, I played the one with Mayhem. Dude.
Nice.
It was an
entire...
Was that their first
coming to the States? Do you know?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Who was singing? Maniac?
Yeah. I think. I was never a big into them, so I just remember there was a tense, rest in peace, Big Mike, our old tour manager. There was an intense back and forth. He like licked the pig head, told him he was real black metal.
He scared the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
He fucked the pig head.
They were like, don't do that, dude. Are you crazy? Like, don't. Why would you lick that?
I'm real black metal.
Yeah.
Back home.
he was a real character. But there was, I remember looking out into the sea of people and going, this is why all the like people who work at the cassette plants and the vinyl pressing plants and the CD artwork printing presses are traumatized. This is why all the employees of all these places are traumatized. Cause I used to have that problem where when I would try to send something out to get pressed, it was like, oh, they won't do it.
We're not printing this jungle rod. What are you talking about?
Dude, there was
like, a necklace of ears, man. We're not printing this.
I had to make the Evolution CD at Disc Makers because the place I was going to use was like a Christian, like a night, like they were doing Christian music CDs. They were like, no fucking way.
Evolution is dank. All right. I still play that and I still talk to Gunface from Red Chord about that a lot.
that's amazing you brought up Red Chord. I just was telling Scott Lee, again, shout out to Scott Lee. I'm just breaking your ball, Scott. It's not, don't everybody blame, don't the people of Providence blame Scott Lee for your lack of shows. It's not his fault. I was just telling him, I was like, yo, Red Chord doesn't get the deathcore credit. They don't get, because I was like, they had the one, I'm not saying they were a one hit wonder, but they had the one song where then the breakdown was like,
Dreaming, it
was
in dog, like, ears, baby. Yeah. That's like their anthem.
It was their Legion of Inferocity.
Right. Oh, dude, like their version of deathcore, like if that was by and large what deathcore was, it was, you know what I mean? I'd be so down for it. You know what I mean? But like, I feel like they, by design, they are deathcore because, you know, they're combining death metal and hardcore, but it's not the same as your average deathcore band. It's not even close. You know what I mean? Like, way more intense death metal chops. Man, they were fucking outrageous when they came out, especially on that first record with the song. You know what I mean? And I felt like maybe they just took too long to strike back with the second one and like get signed and stuff, and like kind of lost that heat, because they were like, it seemed to me like they were like going to be the next Dillinger, you know what I mean, for a second there. Like, and their cocktail of sounds, I bet, kind of had a bit of a Dillinger swagger too. It was like Dillinger plus death metal, you know what I mean, like a little Madball in there too, a little beatdown stuff. And what a fucking vicious band, man. And yes.
Great band. And and I was saying to Scott, Guy, shout out to Guy. I was like, he'll probably never come back, right? He's like, never. He's a cop. That's like a past life for him. Hopefully, I'm just paraphrasing. I'm hopefully I'm right. Representing. That's just what I was told. And if he would come back, great. Let's do it. Let's do it for Perseverance 20th anniversary tour. Red Chord.
Oh, that would be fire. Yeah, dude, I'd love for them to come back. I'd love it.
Let's do it in Providence. We'll do it at the Strand. Yeah. They, you know what? You make a good point about the Dillinger thing. I was going to say the hardcore, like if you had to take the core out of deathcore, the hardcore was more like the Converge style hardcore.
Sure, sure.
Although they did have some East Coast beatdown hardcore in there, little like hints.
Right.
But then also, what was the other ingredient? It was like, the death metal chops were almost shit. I guess kind of more cephalic carnage style death, sure, like grind core.
Right. Yes. Very grindy for sure. Dude, that was so many great bands kind of in that lane at that time. You know what I mean? And like even revolving around Guy's label, Black Market Activities, he was kind of in that lane of finding those bands that were like part dead guy, part grind, you know what I mean? Like just really cool kind of crossover there. And man, that takes me back. Dude, I can't believe it's been that long since then. You know what I mean? That reminds me of like going to Hellfest and shit.
Yeah. Dude, the Hellfest that
found
the
dead hanging,
played?
Bro. Found dead hanging, man. Keith and Hell.
Shout
and
out.
Mike. They were savage, dude. That was a savage band. Scary.
Syracuse is due too. They're due as well. Rochester's due. There's a lot of play. Like Kentucky was due. They had Knocked Loose, right? The other,
right. Yeah. Good for them, dude.
Yeah. That was big for Kentucky. What was the other one? There's another one that was due that had a band blow up recently. Fuck. But you know how that goes, right? Like actually Michigan's due again.
Yeah, we need a new Kid Rock or a new Eminem or a third guy to join ICP.
Could that happen? Like, who could join ICP right now and it would just explode the brand? Like, who's...
I don't know. It's got to be somebody that nobody knows. It can't be, like, a normal person that just suddenly decided to be a clown. You know what I mean? It's got to be, like, this unknown guy that's so sick that they're like... I don't know, man. He's crazy. He'll be, like, the ODB of ICP. Like, the craziest guy, you know?
Like I Shaggy, love it.
Like Shaggy will be like the straight man now. You know what I mean? This new guy will be too crazy. Anyway, aren't they like done or not touring anymore or something? Or yeah, I think they said they're not going to tour anymore because of Violent J's health.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to Violent J. I hope he is okay. And whoop whoop and I mean whoop, this in whoop. All seriousness. I respect the hustle. They know that they've
oh motherfucker, those guys killed it, dude. I mean, they killed it. They're on fucking Forbes, you know.
Yeah, they like offered us the gathering, and we just haven't been able to work it out, but we will eventually.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But let me tell you, if it's a rebrand, it's a real person, a person we all know, but a rebrand, an alter ego.
How about
then
you?
Then it works. No, I was gonna say exhibit. Like someone with like someone that can really rap, but a total rebrand and an alter ego, and they treat it like Kiss, where we all know who it is and we know what they look like, but they never admit to it and they say, no, right. That's not him. And then you have everybody at the show like, but exhibit's not home, but there's somebody
he's not
here.
Home. He's not pimping anybody's ride.
And he's just and he's got some brutal horrorcore flow where he changes his voice just a hair. Like you could get. Or you do the, because it's not really a posse with two people. No offense.
Yeah, that was weird in the first. Well, I think like when they initially had the group, there was like a handful of them. You know what I mean? Like in the super early days, like 92. Man, the really, really, really old stuff of theirs is mad funny, man. It's like primitive as fuck. You know what I mean? It's like press the demo button on a keyboard and start rapping over it.
I love it. Chicken hunting,
dude.
I remember meeting the Street Team, and the Street Team was mad cool. They gave me the cassette single, and I was like, whoa, this is wild. And they're like, dude, this is the next shit. This shit's gonna blow up. They knew. These kids knew. They were, I gotta hand it to those kids to have the vision, because that's how, that was like the original brand ambassador. They weren't paid. They were donating their time like an intern would.
Right.
But in hopes to either work for the record company or be a part of something new and fresh and a revolution. And whoever was on that original team, I know it didn't work out with Hollywood because obviously Hollywood had its own issues with Disney's affiliation.
You know, that was, I think, a step in their popularity in itself, you know, getting censored, getting banned by big evil Disney. You know what I mean? And like, that was the record that broke them out for sure from being like I grew up in Michigan. So they had already taken over my high school by 1995. You know what I mean? Like it was, my freshman year, and fucking every third kid had an ICP shirt on. You know, like the popular kids in school were juggalos, dude. Like it wasn't the same. You know what I mean? Like
we're not the same, bro.
It's not what you know now, man. But like seriously, it was about to fucking explode at that point. And I could tell. You know what I mean? Anybody could tell. So yeah, they've had an amazing ride. And yeah, my hat's off to them. How did we get here?
I don't know, but I think you're getting an invite to the gathering. And
oh, yeah.
You should absolutely do it. And you'll fucking kill it. Or I think you put on your own gathering.
Gathering and of the fucking incels.
Dude, when in Michigan, when anybody from Michigan does 23andMe, it comes back and it's like 0.5% Faygo. Just anybody automatically.
Oh, for sure. Bro, I drank so much Faygo. I still fuck with Faygo. Man, I'm not letting ICP take Faygo away from me. No way, bro. I had it before they came around. Moon Mist, man. They brought back Arctic Sun, dude. That's the one. It's like a weird, it's a cross between like Sprite and Squirt, and it's blue.
It's an oxymoron, right?
Color. Yeah, I
no,
guess,
it's not.
Yeah.
No, because Arctic's, the sun still comes out in the Arctic, but I get what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I get what they're trying to do. They're like, so hot, it's cold, and so, you know what I mean? But like, you don't want hot soda, right? I'm going to open a hot soda bar out here.
You think about it. We're doing something new and fresh. Yo, here's
hot soda. Check it out.
Because here's how we got here. The reason why I brought up Jack Koscheck, there is still a shred of value, not a lot, but if taken over, and I would give you equity because you would need to be the new brand ambassador. I don't want to be that guy. I just want to be the private investor, but you would be the guy who says, yo, fucking, you gotta hear fucking Frozen Soul. This shit is hard. I want to put them as, you know, they're coming up. I want to put them as like the second from the top on the second stage and give them a platform, right? You would be that guy, but we do it.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You talking about me?
Yeah, because you know, you have your ear to the street.
Oh, I'd love to, man, for sure. Sounds fucking awesome. We so talked about like curating a festival of our own at one point for a minute. Yeah, dude, I'm totally down to do it. I feel like if there's a fucking guy ready for A&R for this kind of thing out there, it's me, bro.
Dude,
tell me I did all this stupid homework for some reason, please.
Oh, dude, I racked my brain. And I would bring up people. Now, I'm not going to say their name, but it's just funny because I would bring up like one guy and I'd be like, nah, because that dude's going to want a book. Fucking. And I would bring up some like lame band's name that the fans of the old school fans of Milwaukee Metal Fest would just be like, fuck no. But you know, there's always that other guy who comes in and fucking muddies the water.
Mm-hmm.
And or the label with a lot of money that are like, no, this is a great idea. And I'm not going to bring up any like buy on bands or any of that shit because they've been put through the ringer. But you know what I mean? It's right. Gotta be the real deal. Like if like we're talking, you're flying out fucking Autopsy and fucking like you're like, bro, we're bringing back fucking.
Oh, dude, Autopsy's got to be up the bill for sure, man. That'd be awesome.
Right.
One of my absolute faves. I got to meet Chris Reifert in my life, dude. I got to meet that motherfucker, man. That's like on my short list.
That's the first meet and greet we set up is you and him. Yeah,
I'll be the first one in line. Hello, sir. Let me punish you.
I fucking emailed the mayor of Milwaukee this morning already. I emailed the office and I said, I need your help in this. I said,
is it going to be the same spot? Like
it has to be.
Oh yeah. The spot was good. There was nothing wrong with the spot.
Eagles Ballroom. And okay. So here's the thing. And you tell me, cause this is the deal.
Mm-hmm.
We call in flames. We're like, listen, no offense. We
no
appreciate
offense.
Everything.
Trevor's picking the set list.
Okay. Yes.
And
yes.
You're only going to play a couple songs from Clayman, and then it's all going to be shit from before that. Yes. And you know, you're going to love it. And so are the kids.
Yes. Yes. You see, we're already in the river together, bro. We're in the mental river.
We should shoot for a lot of those retro sets. You know what I mean? If we're going to bring bands to it, maybe we can, you know.
And then we call Guy. And we say, Guy, this is out of your jurisdiction, bro.
Come on, bro. Come out. We got out here. Red Cord reunion. No cops in sight.
You've been writing tickets? Well, we've been writing tickets, plane tickets to Milwaukee.
That's
Let's go.
Oh, God, I want to see them again. Damn it.
Okay, here we go. And then it gets better. All right.
All right.
We call. It can't be PC. We're not even going to make it PC. We're going to make it so insulting. We're going to have all the ones that were like, couldn't get printed anywhere that were just horrific. What's the most horrific, like just wrong?
Oh, dude, for me, it was Autopsy. Like as a kid, I couldn't find the records. And like, all I could find out about the records is that they weren't in print. And a lot of it was to do with like how outrageous they were at the time and stuff like that. So as a kid, I was like, it was my mission, tunnel vision, to find these fucking albums. You know what I mean? So they're the first one that pops into my mind on that tip. But yeah, dude, it's got to have gore galore. We got to have some brutal death in there too. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, the year that we played, what did I see that year? Naglfar, that was awesome. Body Count. I remember staying up till like, Dick had a clock to see Body Count. Malignancy, Saprogenic, they were from Detroit. They were awesome. I think it was like the last stacked bill. But dude, like I remember looking at the flat, like seeing it in like a zine, you know what I mean? Like seeing the whole lineup, the poster and shit, and just being like, what the fuck? You know, like every fucking big gun in death metal on one show. Seriously, it was amazing, man. Those lamps were amazing. To me, the brand, just even hearing the name Milwaukee Metal Fest gets me excited. You know what I mean? But a lot of young people, it's not going to have that same spark, you know what I mean, necessarily. But I don't know, man. I think it's pretty cool, dude. I think we should think about it. We should think about it.
Okay, let's go to the chat here. Okay, J. Cole Shasky says, Milwaukee Metal Fest was the best thing to happen to me in my youth. 3-4 days of pure death. Yes, please. After party in the pool at Eagles Ballroom. I'm in. Have the Florida Big Four headline, bring all your pitches together. Yeah, because that's, I think the money is stopping the Florida Big Four and the order, right, would be a barrier to entry as far as getting them to agree to like, okay, on the Florida Big Four tour, like does everybody just rotate? Whereas with this, we could do two main stages and have two headliners, and then it wouldn't be, and bill everybody on the same line, like right. Bill them all. But then you start to, I mean, how crazy is this? I'm not saying that they would do this, but I know for a fact that this happens because I deal with it whenever our logo's in the line, then we'll get a call and we'll be like, oh, so-and-so said they want to be to the left of your name. I'm like, this motherfucker.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I know, man. Like we've dealt with that too. And we definitely, people don't understand the ins and outs of like defending your own brand. And like, you know, like it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. So much goes into tour and so much goes into like negotiations that people don't know about, you know. It's not fun, a lot of it. It's really not.
And I already got in trouble, dude. I already got in trouble for it, you know, when I was like, yo, Gojira should play over fucking Paris with a V or whatever, or not Paris with a V. Everybody uses the fucking V. You know what I'm trying to say.
Was it churches?
Churches with a V. Fuck, oh, sorry, yeah, I remember Paris.
People got bent about that. I mean, people get bent about anything.
Well, was I wrong?
No.
No, Gojira plays.
Gojira, dude. Come on, man. Gojira, are you kidding me?
Gojira plays after you. I don't care how many songs you stream.
Whatever. Those people and just haven't seen Gojira as all. You know what I mean? Like, that band is like, I don't know, like from the future or from the past. Like, they're...
I can see the headline now, right now. NME. Hatebreed frontman doubles down on misogynistic take. Black Dahlia Murder frontman agrees with double down opinion on misogynistic take. I didn't even know there was a woman in the band. Anyway, listen.
So, yeah, like, oh, they took that avenue, publications? said that. Oh, about you?
What? Well, NME. Yeah, but NME is like, I think it's just, it's like, they let interns and they let like rant. Like, I think you can just, I think anybody off the street
Any
can just write an article.
Can write for that. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know that. I'm not, I don't know that to be fact. I don't need more heat, but who gives a fuck?
Hey, man. Canceled again.
Here we go. Speaking of canceled, right? Remember they, was it, there was, who was it? I'm just trying to think. Do we bring back the canceled death metal bands from Milwaukee Metal Fest? I think in this scenario, you probably could, and it wouldn't be much backlash.
I think there's more, it's way more canceled black metal bands, I feel like, these days.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go real. Okay. So you're, I'm going to holler off some names and you can tell me if they're canceled or not. You can tell me if they would be good addition. And this is, Cause after I got this idea, I went into the archive and I was going to show you all the flyers. Cause I saved everything and I archived it. So I have all the fanzines, all the flyers, all the tapes. I've sold some of them, like ones I had doubles of and stuff. But so I have the SODs, I have the Grimoire, I have
Grimoire, dude.
I got all the Wild Rags catalogs.
Wild Rags. Yep. Yep.
Okay. So I was going through and I'm like, okay, these are the bands I'm going to pitch. These are the bands I'm going to pitch Trevor. So, okay. Absu.
Yeah, definitely canceled AF. He's got a new band, Absu. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
Okay. Can you explain the canceled and what it was over?
Weren't
they on the original Milwaukee Metal Fest? Weren't they on?
Probably, yeah. They probably played it at least once, I imagine. Okay. But I believe they had a issue, or they like treated a trans member of the band super poorly, and like, so yeah, it's bad.
It got heated. It's not bad.
Not great. It's bad. All right, who's next?
Listen, I don't mean to laugh. I didn't mean to laugh at a serious situation. I just thought it was funny that the first logo I saw, that I was like, wait, that's a logo I could see being on Canceled. Milwaukee Metal Fest.
All right. Who's next?
Pestilence.
He got canceled.
I'm sorry again. I know this is.
He said some kind of not PC, sort of racist shit about some sports teams or something like that. I believe people fucking bent about that. Okay. Next.
Okay. Shit, man. I'm fucking striking out like crazy already. Okay. Why don't we do this is just ones that I kind of thought,
right.
I better ask you, cause I could come out and say it. And then, cause I've done that where I said like, oh, I remember this one band, they had a track that was hard. And then I got, you know, 14 emails of people. Dare you listen to that band? They're fucking the guy, you know, called a woman a babe or a broad, or and I'm like, oh, sorry. There's a level to
people
this
are
cancellation.
Touchy. Oh, for
shit.
Sure, people are touchy, man. There's like the leftist Twitter version of canceled. That I think the rest of us, you know. What I mean?
All right, I gotta be careful here. I gotta rein it in. I'm not laughing at any. I'm just laughing at the absurdity of life. Everything is absurd, but there are definitely cancelable offenses. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be canceled. There's
for sure. Same.
Yeah, and we could still listen to. Well, I never listened to Absu, but if you want to listen to it, fine. But I'm sure you don't want to like.
Thing. Some people will tell you that's not fine. You can't enjoy the art. You can't like just take it for what it is. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
Yeah, people have different levels of what they expect of you. You know what I mean?
I don't know, bro.
As being a good guy.
As I Lay Dying, Empty Hearts came on the shuffle yesterday, and I was like, whoa, bro, I might come out of Mosh retirement if somebody covers this. I won't go to their show.
All right, let's do the list, man. Let's keep going. I'll tell you. I just want to.
There you go. As I Lay Dying. Do they play Milwaukee Metal Fest?
I think that might be the one that upsets the old timers. So we don't want to do that, you know?
Okay. All right. So, but I think that you should have like a Christian side stage, and it could be good. Like, don't hear me out. Just hear me.
Oh, dude, you've already piqued my interest here. There are some sick Christian bands from the day that were cool. For sure.
You do Impending Doom.
Mm-hmm.
You do Zao.
Uh-huh.
You do Living Sacrifice Headlines, that shit.
Right. They gotta play like the first record though.
Yes.
You gotta go back to like Slayer ass Living Sacrifice, you know.
Yeah. No disrespect. Like, look, I like Demon Hunter, but yeah, like they go over like a fucking lead balloon at Milwaukee Metal Fest. It's gotta be
right.
It's
oh, you're already saying shit though, like we're already ruining it. We've already contradicted ourselves. Zao? Like
I know, but I was thinking
I love them. Don't get me wrong, but I'm thinking about the big picture and keeping it in the exact lane that it was in. You know what I mean?
I know, you're right. I'm going, you know what, dude? Thank you. I need this. I need someone to
I'll be the shake. I'll shake you, dude. I'll be the shake Jamie guy.
Dude, you know what? We're going to have you, and then we're going to have like Shane Embry on FaceTime, and then Shane doesn't even talk. He just goes like this. He just shakes his head because he because then we would know, all right, he's backing up Trevor here. He would go, no. But see, I'm thinking to New England Metal Fest. I got out of my lane.
Right. Got your wires crossed.
Stay in Milwaukee,
man. Try.
All right. So
get
so
a room at the Ambassador.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Here's we need our brothers and sisters in the Great White North. We need them. We need them badly. We need them to be free. They are living under a fascist regime. Oh wait, shit. We won't get into that.
Oh, we're talking about it. Canada is like hurting right now, dude. I can't believe they still aren't having shows anywhere, or like they're so locked down. But you're saying we need Cryptopsy? Is that what you're getting at?
I'm saying we need Lord Worm.
Yes.
We need a double set.
Oh yeah. Dude, all three vocalists, man. Let's do it.
Yes. Now three sets.
Yeah. Okay. Whisper there you Supremacy. Go. 3 days. 3 days, bro. They can play on each day.
And here we go. And then we do the Canada Big Four. We do Gorguts, mm-hmm. Voivod,
yep.
Cataclysm.
Yep. But Cataclysm can only play stuff from before Maurizio sang. Only Sylvan. Only
Hyperblast.
Yeah, only Hyperblast, crazy ass crack smoking Cataclysm. All right.
No, but see, here's the thing. Headbangers Ball era Cataclysm will draw more people.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I get that.
So let's do two sets.
There you go.
Let's shout out to Maurizio. Let me tell you about the Cataclysm pit. Dude, that pit will go hard. I want to have a ribbon on stage with a giant pair of red scissors, and right as they go in shadows and dust, and I cut the fucking scissor, and that's when the show starts. The kabuki backdrop.
All right. Who else is on the list, man? What else you got?
Okay,
I'm down for the Canadian Big Four. I think that's good shit. That's good shit for sure.
And then everybody, we get them all. We call customs. We call immigration. We get like thousands of people from Canada to come in on some exemption. So we make up something, we hire lawyers, we get everybody,
make sure it happens,
like a 4-day visa, right? Then we say, all right, we need the thrash, we gotta have some. Well, no, all right, we'll get to black metal, but we're not going to overlook thrash, but it's not going to have as heavy as a presence as the death metal,
right?
And because we're going to have all the death metal you need. We're going to have Obituary. We're going to have Immolation. We're going to have Incantation. We're going to have Autopsy.
We're going to have all the Asians, man.
All of the Asians. With a T. T-A-T-I-O-N.
Yeah, sure. We're going to have all of them.
Although we'll get Original Massacre and we'll have an Asian too.
Deicide has been playing, or they're planning to play Legion. You see that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I asked about this, and we're not getting the brothers. We it'll never
happen. Oh, yeah, dude, that is a definite point of contention. But it's not on the
street.
That's not on the menu at all.
Yeah.
Not on the menu.
Okay, do we have to have Slam represented correctly? So we need
Devourment. Gotta have Devourment, of course.
Dying fetus.
Abominable Putridity needs to play from Russia. They haven't, I don't know if they've been playing live in a while, but that would rule. People would wig the fuck out for that. I'm already there, dude. I'm already in the gym.
Great. I appreciate it. And then what about...
I'm drinking a secret cocktail out of a fucking Pepsi bottle right now at the fest.
We need the one man band to get a band. We need like those people. Like we need those like those Decibel magazine people that present. They pretend to not like Obituary and DSI, but they'll go and they want to hear Legion, but they're too into, you know, they're now I'm into fucking, you know, Wolves at the Throne Room or whatever, you know.
I don't entirely get Decibel's swagger, actually.
I have no clue. You've lost me, Decibel. I'm sorry. You've lost the plot.
Like, who is this for? Like,
What is it? Every time I get the cover now, I'm like, wait, okay. I just look through. I'm like, wait, how many full page ads did this person's label buy? Sorry. Okay.
Anyway,
could we get? You know what I'm talking about, though, like a Tribulation or.
Tribulation would be great for sure. People love that band. I love that band. Fucking awesome.
No, I love them, too. But I'm just saying, you know, that
gotta
guy,
get blood,
you know, that guy,
got to get Bloodbath with Ackerfeld back, or maybe Pete Togdren at the vocal helm. That would be cool, too. Dude. Or like a legacy Bloodbath set with all the singers, dude.
Dude,
dark.
I think
dark.
I think if I had to have a death match right now and you had to tell me there was one band that has a song that can hold a candle to Cannibal Corpse, Death Walking Terror, which is my favorite death metal song of all time, I would have to say Eaton.
Oh, dude, Eaton's a fucking death metal anthem, bro. Like when you go to the club in the UK after your show, and it's like metal night, Eaton is going to come on. And all these weird chicks are going to be dancing their ass off to it. And the place is going to be crunk. Like that song is like, it's huge. It's a, you know what I mean? It's a fucking huge song.
It's a hit. It's a smash.
It's a hit, bro. It totally is. Totally.
It's one of, if not the best death metal song of all time. I think so, dude. It's got to be top five.
Direct. The concept is so direct. And like, it embodies death metal, like, perfectly, the lyrical, you know, the goriness of death metal. Like, to me, death metal needs gore. I'm always like, still, even at 40, like, man, there's a little more gore over here.
Dude, we should do a gore game show with you where like you rate, like you have like those numbers, and we just play you the gore track, and you're like 4, and like a 10 out of 10 is like your approval, right? Where you just hold up
4
is
like just a couple of loose wayward eyeballs, but you know, 10 out of 10 it's like the whole corpse pile, you know.
Oh dude, when I so there's one track I'm reading over the lyrics for, the Corpse Grinder, and I'm like, I think it should just be more direct and more gruesome and more more dark, and I don't even care if it sounds cheesy. Your Corpse Grinder, like, you can say anything and it doesn't sound cheesy. Like, and so
you set the rules, Corpse Grinder.
Yeah. And I'm just talking about the delivery and the vocal tone. Mm-hmm. It's like, if I say, or you say a line like, I actually have them right here, because you know how now you have to submit, because the lyrics will like scroll, I guess, a bunch of the different apps, which is cool. They'll
right.
Scroll.
Yeah. I got to submit the lyrics to make sure to get them in.
But
all
they
those.
Scroll while you play it, which is fun, because, because like Eaton, if you listen to it on Apple Music, you start realizing what the fuck is this song about? And then you look it up, and it's kind of loosely based on a story where a guy put an ad out and said, you know, hey, will someone let me eat them? And then this woman responded and was like, yeah, you know what? That's kind of always been my fantasy. I'm totally fucking probably
paraphrasing
off.
This.
Yeah. But she's like, yeah, that's always been my fantasies, for someone to eat me alive. And
let's hook up. Finally.
You can eat my daughter too, she said, right? That's the song. Brian,
I don't understand.
Pull up the lyrics of Bloodbath Eaten and recite them to us. This is
recite them in an old timey powdered wig type voice.
Wait, which song?
Bang your head like it's 1886. We're like, yeah, just put on powder wig when he said that at Ozfest. Like, yeah, we'll go get a musket and a powder wig right now and fucking do it up. Yeah, Eaten by Blood. Okay, so here's the lyrics that like I was like, look, if anybody else said it, yeah, we might go, it's a little on the nose, it's a little cheesy. But Corpse Grinder saying with his flow, it's so good. Find you, take you, bind you, tear you limb from limb. Cries go unheard while I'm cutting you stem to stern.
Hey, to me, that's just typical, man.
Yeah.
Typical par for the course.
Right. You know? We're not reinventing the wheel here.
No, man. You know, we're just hacking you up.
What about this one? Pry open your eyes, show you what you deserve. Terrorize your mind into realms of the absurd.
There you go. There you go. Now we're getting deep on them.
Okay. You want to go? Wait, here's another one. Battered by the waves of unthinkable pain, as one with blasphemy. And as one was me trying to throw in a little shout out to Warzone, the New York hardcore band, because George loves Warzone. He's been on my bus with me and Frank in the front lounge. No, he knows every Warzone song. He's
core. Dude, for sure.
As one with blasphemy, now you pay for your treachery, lost in the slaughter, the anguish of your screams through interweaving forms, blind, stark, unreasoning horror.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
See, it's just enough. Like, it's not too, it's on the nose, but it's not too.
I like that. It's old school. It's, you know what I mean? It's got old school kind of sensibility to it.
Yes.
It's like that's direct. You know what I mean?
That's what we need to go for.
Yeah,
but
it's good shit.
But let's have Brian recite us Bloodbath, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, death metal, gore metal.
Hold on, I got to pull them up. One second,
dude. Did you ever buy the Gore Fest record that was not a Gore Fest?
Yes. Yes, I did go too far with the Gorefest records for sure. But False, man, second record, not gore on that record, but they were still death metal and still awesome. You know, False is a fucking classic. I love that.
So False in its entirety at Milwaukee Metal Fest. Yes. Or no?
Hello. Yes, dude.
There you go. Dude.
Man, I just got my rocket came out, man.
Wow. The lipstick?
Yeah, dude.
Are you showing lipstick?
Yeah.
Dog is showing lips.
Yeah, now we're talking, man. Jesus Christ. I'm already all right. There.
All right.
I'm wearing sweatpants and I'm already there.
Dude, you're lacing up white high tops.
I am, dude. I'm spilling beer on myself.
Wow. Okay. All right. So I examine your death as I stab overhead. Your body cracks and I bathe in blood, wallow in gore and thoughts of the dead. I condemn myself as I bathe in blood. Saw your hell through a blood flushing cell. Blood dreams are dead, or no, dreams are dead as I bathe in blood. Washed out the life of every cell. Death exploration as I bathe in blood. It's hard. Yeah, Brian Reeven wrote hard.
Hard. Yeah, it's hard. It's good shit.
You're sure? Wait, you're sure that's Eaten by Bloodbath?
Oh no, that's not. That's no. Bloodbath by something else. Give me one second.
Whoever it is, man, it's pretty cool. We'll take
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Fucking
acceptable.
Whoever that is, get him on Milwaukee Metal Fest.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll put every band with a song called Bloodbath on the fest.
All right, let's go back to the list. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Oh, here's a good one. And I don't even know if this has ever happened, and I could be totally wrong on this. Mortician with a real drummer?
They have been playing with a real drummer in the last while.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd be very surprised at how many things come up when you just put in Bloodbath lyrics.
But the lyrics we're eating are in the chat right now.
Yeah, carve me up, slice me apart.
Okay, yes, now I recognize guts. This.
Suck my guts.
Then lick my heart.
I love his voice, dude. He has the sickest death metal voice, man.
Yeah, why wouldn't he just ride that? Like, why don't you ride that train, that vocal death metal train forever? What
I don't know, man. He's stop? Different drugs, man.
My one
I don't know. That's my guess.
Chop me up. I like to be hurt. Drink my marrow and blood for dessert. Ethan. Anybody who has a friend named Ethan has definitely called him and gone, Ethan. All right. So Mortician with a real drummer. Is that, yep. Is that, they're that's not great. Canceled or anything?
No, it's perfect. Let's do it.
Okay. So that's good. What about we bring a like we literally bring back a band from the dead for Milwaukee Metal Fest, but we replace the dead member with like another like big name from death metal, like similar to how Terry and James Murphy and everybody just did the death set.
Right. We should have some version of that death tribute there for sure. You know what I mean?
DTA or otherwise or.
Right.
Okay. Now, if we get Morbid Angel, right? Because they gotta be. They got Morbid Angel has to play. Like, there's
right.
But
yeah, I want both, buddy. You know, I know where morbid. You're going with this. I want both.
Okay, so you want Morbid with David Vincent and Morbid with,
or Steve I would settle for I Am Morbid too. But like, they gotta play like. Blessed out of sick all the way through or something really, really tight like that.
Yes.
and we'll put them on different days. You know what I mean? They won't have, they can be ships in the night, you know?
All right. Do we, okay. So then do we go like, again, this is not bands that used to play with each other, but I feel like if you want to have the grindcore sort of hardcore crust punk connection that, You never know. You might get some extra attendees. Can you bring back like Infest or Assuck or like? Do you have a power?
Oh, dude, Assuck would be huge. That's the one. Like people would wig out. People would travel to see Assuck at a one-off show, no doubt. I'd love to see them, man. Holy shit! What is that dude doing? Steve Heritage? What's he doing?
Yeah, we used to write snail mail. I booked him.
He's waiting for you to write him back, dude.
Dude,
he left him hanging.
Dude, they were like Patch Platinum before Avail. They were like, if you had a certification, like a plaque on the wall for
Patch Platinum. Patches, I've never heard that before, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
I came up with that.
That's good shit. I love that. Crust royalty.
Yes, yes. Okay, because if we couldn't get them, what about Dystopia?
That'd be sick too. Dystopia is awesome. I'm not sure if like because of their political alignments that they'd want to do it necessarily. You know what I mean? But I love the idea. Or like Disrupt. You know what I mean? Would be fucking awesome too.
What? Yeah. What's their political alignments? They're more underground.
I'm sure they played a lot of extreme kind of festivals and shows and crap back in the day. I don't know. But anyway, what's next? What do you got? I like it. A little bit of crust shit. A really cool, like, kind of crust reunion, I think, would be tight for sure.
All right. Do you go the sludge doom? I feel like there's a place for, say, like, Orange Goblin, but then you need the super, like, you need an I Hate God or you need a reunion of, like, one of those types of bands to bridge right. the gap, right? Because if you're gonna have,
yeah, I hear you.
One end Iron, of the stream,
Iron Monkey trying to come back without the dude that died or whatever, that would be, I don't know.
And you get really Mike to sing
of specialty. That would be cool. There you go. You what else, get, man? What else you got?
You could get guys from bands. Well, see, yeah, but we want everybody to get along. Like, we don't want it to be stressful. Like, we don't want it to be like, oh, this dressing room can't be near this dressing room because, you know what I mean? We got to mend fences.
Yeah, do we got to? Yeah.
Oh God, there's
gotta get
so
the,
much.
Get the whole place on 20 hits of acid, you know, and just like
shrooms.
Just yeah.
Molly. Molly.
All right, dude. I need more, man. Tell me more. I gotta tell you who's canceled or not.
Dude, when I started going through my tapes, I was like blown away. I was like, the only person that knows and remembers these bands, I think, is Trevor. But when you lighten up and you're like, your eyes get real like bright, and you, when I say Asuk, like normally I say that name and nobody knows the band. Nobody.
But yeah, dude, they're fucking legends, dude. Like Misery Index is one of the best grindcore records, if not the best. Like there's a handful of grindcore records that I cannot decide over, and that's one of them. It's like that. Okay. The Terrorizer album, Brutal Truth, Need to Control, Discordant Saxis, Inalienable Dreamless. Like Discordant Saxis would be another one. I'm not sure if like the dude had really bad tinnitus, so that's why he had to stop playing. So I'm not sure if that's even possible, but that would be humongous. What else you got?
Okay. Can we have games or no? Is games cheesy? Like what's jumping the shark? Like if we have activities, is that
like activities during the fest?
Like we get, yeah.
Like a kissing booth for Glenn Benton.
Could you imagine? Dude. The death metal babes and dudes that would probably line up. What about we have double bass pedals and they're set up in a row, and we have Pete Sandoval, and we have, oh dude, we have Gene Hoagland, we have Dave Lombardo. See, if we have Dave Lombardo come and play, would it be with the thrash stage? Do you get a Suicidal Tendencies, or do you get, or does Dave come and do like an all-star jam on the thrash stage?
Right.
But because I want to have this game where we connect like greyhounds, right? But they're grave hounds and they're connected to the double bass pedals, and then they start doing the double bass, and that powers.
Oh, I got you. I know what you're saying. Like that game at the fair where you're like shooting the squirt gun and
yes,
the horse race or whatever. Yeah. Double bass will make the horses go, and we will finally see.
Yes, who's the fastest
of all these?
The fastest Gravehound. And we need Grave to play Into the Grave.
Oh, yeah. Dude, hello. Grave has to play the first two records, bro.
Yes.
You'll never see? Come on, man.
You'll never see us. So.
You will never see Revolve.
Dude. My hair on my arms is standing up right now. Just
dude, that song makes me want to just live in the dirt.
We get original Entombed, but who could do? We do a tribute to LG set. We fly the LG banner. Who do we just do different singers for every two songs?
Like, I think there's a couple guys that like make sense, like Orvar, who was on the Crawl EP between Left Hand and Clandestine. He could do it. They have the guy from Morbus Kron singing for them now, or they did. You know, like where they played in Sweden semi-recently, a couple years back. Maybe he could do it, or like a joint effort or something. I don't know, man. That would rule. The fucking Tomb's got to be a part of it. Dismember's got to be up in there for sure. Absolutely.
They're not. There's no. Nobody's gonna protest them.
No.
Okay. Yeah, if they can, we don't need any street heat. We don't need any street beef. We got to fly under the radar here. Like, who can you get? Oh wait, yeah, because there was one. I was like, oh wait, this one. For once you said Abso, I'm like, oh, I'm not even bringing up this other one. But I don't know, because I don't know anything about them. Blados Nord.
That would be cool. That would be really cool.
Yeah,
in France. Yeah, for sure. Okay. That'd be huge. That'd be huge, honestly.
Okay, so they're not out like on some fucking.
I don't even like know super a lot about that band, like if they even play shows readily or not. Or, but
I just remember
that's a great idea. People would wig the fuck out on that tip for sure.
Okay.
For sure, dude. Got to get like Emperor doing like Nightside Eclipse.
No one's, and the best part about it is most people that listen to this podcast they're not going to be at the show. So they're not going to know that that I came up with some of these ideas. It's just going to be you. You can take the credit, dude. It's this Blot Out Snored. The reason why I brought them up was because Darren Malakian, I was in his hotel room when we were on tour with System of a Down, and he was fucking pumping that shit. He loved them.
Yeah, they're shit is out there, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's Avant, a lot of treble.
Guard treble. Weirdness. All right, what else you got, man? Let's keep it coming.
I got pages and pages of stuff. I didn't know how long I could keep you. You got a couple more minutes?
Yeah, dude, let's do it. Yeah, sure.
Okay. Because, dude, I mean, I could go on and on.
I know. This is all I want to do now, so.
But are your fans going to be bummed that we're not talking about, like, you know, the what's tour? Going on? Well, and also because I think people are expecting a new record because you were like us and Testament and a lot of other bands that kind of came, the record kind of came out at a bad time and really didn't get the push that it should have.
Yeah, we're, I don't even know what's going on with the new record, so it can't be very much far along. But Brandon, our guitar player, the newer guy, is a bit of a mysterious character. I wouldn't be surprised if he had some shit cooking, but I don't believe that Brian does. Or
are you lying? I heard
no, it's not. No, for real. Like, we have nothing cooking, man. As far as I know, like, we're trying to, like, just start the Verminous touring cycle now and just, like, treat it like normal, basically, and just see how long we can ride it. You know what I mean? I kind of feel like we're at the point where, like, maybe we should stop, like, ejaculating these records.
So I heard a rumor that certain bands, and your name kind of came up, but it wasn't like, no one confirmed this, but they just did other records right away because of the wait times with the vinyl, and they were just gonna.
I know a lot of bands did that. You know, Undeath has another one in the can already. I think a lot of bands did that, and management asked us, and we all laughed like the Joker. Like, nah, that's not happening. We just got done with this shit. Making a record's fucking traumatic, dude. Give me a break.
I know, it takes a lot of brain power. It really does. And then you kind of need a recovery time.
Oh, I totally do, man. Like, I mean, it was hard enough making the last record for me, man. Like, I wasn't in the best place mentally, and like, it was a fucking uphill battle, dude, for sure. But
how do you get past it? I just do the work. I just go in and I just make myself go in and I suffer through it.
Kind of, yeah, dude. I think that's kind of what you got to do, man. It's definitely hard when, I mean, there are times when I'm sure this happens to you where you sit with a new song. It's the first time you're fucking hearing it. It's so dope that you just start firing shit off, and before you know it, you got a fucking done song. You know what I mean? But like, the other end of the spectrum is 6 rewrites. You know, 3 lyrical topic changes. You know, then, just like,
and then you ever abandon the idea? And then when you play the song live, you fuck up and you do the old idea that you erased like 5 demos ago.
Yeah. Dude, I was talking about how the other day I was talking about this. We have a song that starts with it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and then I start with a line, and then the music kicks in. Dare die, all right. You know, it's from the first record. And I forgot the first line while we were playing live. So the song went like this. Click, 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 click. And then the band started. And Brian is standing there looking at me like,
how? How do you not remember?
I don't know. I've only sang this 10 million fucking times.
Yeah.
I just wrote too many lyrics, bro. I just wrote too many lyrics. I should have kept it like, yeah, I don't know, more Cro-Magnon. I did this to myself.
Dumb it down.
I did this to myself. Yeah, I need to switch to like all caps lyrics. You know what I mean? Just
I forgot the page of newer. I got to be careful what I say, because you say like, oh, a newer band, and then you name a band from the last 10 years. Most of the bands we're talking about were like bands from like 20, 30, 25, even 35 years ago. So we're not just making this a nostalgia fest. I'm not going to say if we do it. When
for sure. It's got to have like all the relevant bangers now. You got to have your Tomb Mold on there, your Blood Incantation.
Oh, I don't have Blood Incantation, but they were once a subject of yours is.
Yes.
Incantation. Ours is blood incantation.
Dude, I think if they weren't as like jaw-droppingly amazing, they might not have pulled that off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that band is special, man. That band, it's like fucking it as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, see, when I signed a band, well, I didn't, not, yeah, I guess you could say signed up, but I reissued a band on my label, which got a lot of death metal people really pissed off. But then they had a huge fan base, which is a completely different deathcore fan base. It was Suffocate with a K.
Right, and right.
People like death metal is kind of, they kind of got like that Job for a Cowboy treatment. Like, you know how,
sure,
like,
sure,
Job for a Cowboy, like they wanted to just go like straight death metal, but like the straight death metal people kind of consider them like the MySpace,
right,
deathcore.
Right.
Right. It's like, yeah, but then at some point you become bigger than, it's like YouTubers becoming legit musicians now. It's like YouTubers have way more fucking following than
right,
a lot of legit musicians. So does that, right, make them less legit or more legit? It's really in the eye of the listener or the ear of the listener. Right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I think we should have a deathcore stage, but for like the newer bands that kind of are more in that sort of Entombed influence or the Autopsy, Bolt Thrower influence. I had, Necrot, Frozen Soul. I had Skeletal Remains.
Yeah, all great. All great bands.
Gate Creeper.
Yeah, see, to me, like, those are all death metal bands, but they do have a kind of crossover appeal into hardcore. You know what I mean? Like they can coexist. You know what I mean? Like, Gate Creeper is a perfect example of that, you know?
Creeping Death.
Yep, awesome, man.
So yeah, so we're not just
want, no, that's to cool. That's cool.
There will be, because those are they, I know that they're not like new, but they're pretty new.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say they're newer bands.
Okay.
You know, and in the grand scope of this thing. Yes, definitely. And all great, all right, bands.
Well, unfortunately, shit, I just got an email back from my web guy. Unfortunately, MilwaukeeMetalFest.com is taken, but I've registered and bought the other domains you suggested. Okay, well, I got something pretty close. When, by the time we air this, I'll make sure. Who knows? By the time we air this, maybe I've already gotten in touch, because I just got Corpse Grinder. Thank you. They sold it back. I got CorpseGrinder.com, and I got it for a pretty good price. I said I was somebody else so that they didn't Google me and think I was
nice. Nice.
Loaded. So, nice. But dude. Yo, this has been great, Trevor. Thank you so much for
this. This has been really fun. I did not expect this this conversation, but I enjoyed the hell out of it.
I was so excited to have you back on, and I was like, if anybody will back me on this, because there's other people that were like, and I'm not going to say who, but there are people that were burned.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
But I said, look, he'll have no... We'll just say, look, we're buying the IP. We're buying the rights.
Yeah, like, we'll, you know... We'll take the brunt and make sure it's awesome. You know what I mean? Fucking
yeah,
be sick.
And listen, no offense to the Decibel crew. Listen, they have a fest. It's great. The lineup looks great. It's Municipal Ways. Go support them. Go support their fest. Obituary. I think Municipal Ways. They have like a beer or whatever.
The Decibel lineups are dope, dude. Decibel's tours are great.
Converge is on there on one of the fests, right? Or I don't know. But I'm trying to think. I'm trying to recap real quick. What else did we get into? But
we talked about ICP. We talked about.
Oh yeah, dude. The other guy. I say if you're gonna join, if ICP would let somebody join, and you were like an already established rapper, or you once were an established rapper, that you could have an alter ego. And not like the Garth Brooks, Chris Gaines thing, but similar. Could you imagine if like,
I forgot about that.
Inspector Deck or somebody from the Wu-Tang or like somebody with cred, like street cred, like Havoc from Mobb Deep. If he was already like, and if he got in some crazy fucking, or E40 or someone, could you see E40?
Apparently, there was for a short time a third member of ICP, and his name was Greasy.
Greasy?
Yeah, apparently he was a fan, and then he joined the band.
Well, I think.
Yeah, he was a fan, and then he joined.
He was following them around to band practice and such, 1992.
I want to be clear. I'm not saying do this to boost sales or boost the band or anything. I'm saying if you can't tour and if this person can perform the existing songs, just have it live like Kiss was gonna. Remember how Kiss was saying, like, they'll just have different people in the makeup and they'll...
Right, like doing some, like, Beach Boy shit, like... Brian stays at home and sends the kids out to do the fucking tour.
Yeah. Yeah. And people go, why, dude, it's a cash grab, this and that. Well, if you love those songs and you want to see them live and you want to get fucking Faygo sprayed on and you want your kids and your grandkids to get Faygo sprayed on them, you want to fucking keep it alive. So then you get somebody.
If who's you want little... your kids and grandkids to get Faygo sprayed on them.
Yeah. It's a tradition, bro.
Oh,
it's a rite of passage. We don't have anything. Why do you think people are depressed? Why do you think people are down and out? It's because they don't have a community. They don't have traditions. They don't have connections. So anybody that wants to shit talk Juggalos, fuck you, because they have a connection. They're family, bro. They have a festival. They have a destination to go to. They have something to look forward to every year. These people, you know why people shoot up? Don't even get me started. You know why they shoot up schools and why they're fucking assholes? Is because they don't, they're shunned.
They don't belong to anything.
Yes, right. They have nothing.
Right.
We got it. We have to fucking support. You know, everybody will be like, I'm tired of the one-upping, you know, like I'm cooler than this guy, all the gatekeeping, all this shit. Like, no, just, and I know inclusive is like the whatever cheesy fucking hot word, but think about it. A little inclusivity goes a long fucking way.
Especially, dude, amongst freaks, like, we're all fucking rejects, or we wouldn't be into these kinds of music. You know what I mean? We're all fucking nerds. All right. Dude, don't get it twisted.
I'm being dead serious. Like, if there's somebody right now who's down and out, who's like, this fucking pandemic shit ruined my life. My girlfriend left me. I don't have many job opportunities, and they're in a band, and you call them and you're like, yo, we're bringing back Milwaukee Metal Fest. Dude, game life changer. They got something to look forward to. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, that one, I've been there, bro. I got the call. Like, I was ready. Like, I was fucking ready to stab myself. And I got the call. Sepultura is taking you on tour. I didn't have money for rent.
You were like,
dude, I got home. I paid all my rent. I paid all my bills. I was telling bill collectors to go fuck themselves. No, see, like, you need, people need a break. I'm just saying, I don't think people understand, like, that one little thing to look forward to can be a fucking life changer for somebody.
Oh, for sure, man. Everybody needs something to, like, bank on, dude. Look forward, especially now, man. Fucking A.
And someone to bang with.
Someone to hang with and bang with at Milwaukee Metal Fest.
Dude, you're doing the voiceover
in an inch of water.
you're doing the voiceover for the trailer for the commercial. I'm getting chills right now. My hair is standing up on my arm. It's like 2000.
Oh, I can't do that. I got like a fucking lisp, man. I'm not good for voiceovers.
Care. I don't care. You're doing it.
2023.
The state of
sweatpants everywhere you look. Roofers with paint on their pants at every turn.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. I say we do it around Halloween. I say we do it this year around Halloween. Can we get Guar?
Yeah, dude, of course. Of course. They gotta be up near the top. Be awesome.
Milwaukee Metal Fest is perfect. They do the rave stage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We gotta just like look back at the lineups, you know, from the day and like get some inspiration for sure.
Can we get Opeth, but they only play?
Oh, yeah. Like Blackwater Park and back. Or like, yeah, I'll just pick everyone's set list. That sounds great, right?
All right, let's go to the chat. Any questions for Jake? You can ask on Mike. I'm sorry. Jake is the one who's.
Hey, Jake, what's my problem?
No, honestly, we do get questions for Jake. People do write in.
Okay, you
know,
sick.
Even Randy is like, is Jake here? You know, like people are like, is Jake gonna be like in the chat? If you have questions for Trevor, Jake says, dude, this MMF idea has to happen now. This is too good of an idea. See, thank you. I appreciate the enthusiasm because I'm telling you, there were a couple of people that they did not meet me. But see, this is why you have to run ideas by different people and you can't get discouraged. Okay. Any questions for Trevor or me before we get out of here? I know Brian's got to get to the Cast Digital Studios. Sorry, Brian, if we're keeping you too long.
Yes, I like marzipan.
I'm here. I'm just waiting for Zach to show up. Yeah.
Oh, there you handsome devil.
Right. There he is.
Hey, look at that hair is coming out of your head. You're growing that hair out.
And thank you.
Yeah, for like 5 years now.
You guys are in a fucking race.
And thank you, everybody. I know this was not the ideal time for everybody to join because you're at work and stuff, but we had to get it done at noon. And Ryan Williams, Nick Fowler, Single White D, Paul Scally, Andy Wilson, Jake Olszewski, Ernest Benoit, Benoit, right? Pat King.
Benoit, baby.
And if you guys are good, we're good. And we'll have to give the patrons, you know, like discounts on a 3-day pass. We'll give executive producers get the guest list, right? Like they got to get the guest list. All right. This has been awesome. Have a good weekend. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Brian. We'll be back. We got Stevic from 12 Foot Ninja. We got George, Corpse Grinder Fisher. We got a lot of people. Are we getting Surge?
Strange Movies on Hate.
Oh, yeah. You got to do the movie podcast, Trevor.
Yeah, that we need fun. Somebody for the next one, right?
Yes. We'll email you after this.
Cool.
Are you a Steven Seagal fan?
Let's do this, man. That sounds great.
You want to do Exit Wounds?
Let's do it, dude. Never seen it. I'm there.
Monday?
I don't know if I can do Monday. Let's talk.
All right. We'll email. We'll figure it out. Exit okay. Wounds, DMX and Steven Seagal.
DMX? And,
yes.
Yeah, shit is crazy, dog, dude.
Awesome, dude. I am so there. I'm going to go pop the popcorn.
Get it going and take notes. Thanks, everybody. All right. There you have it. Again. Just remember, this was done back in January. So I know Red Court has already come back. We had to get the rights. Everybody deals with grief differently. My thing was like, let's become more of a workaholic. So now we're going to do this festival. Hopefully we'll do it maybe Memorial Day weekend of 2023, since I think MDF is going to take the year off. I loved all of Trevor's ideas. I actually went and listened to a bunch of the stuff that he was talking about. I love the idea of trying to get autopsy on there. I love the three different cryptopsy sets. I love the Bloodbath Legacy, the early Inflame set, the crust and the grind ideas with Dystopia and Disrupt and Asuk. And it was kind of eerie at the end when we were talking about, you know, having some people just need that one thing to look forward to. And so once this got announced that I had bought the rights, I mean, the outpouring of love and support was amazing. People reaching out from all different bands who played it, fans reaching out saying it was like it was the pilgrimage. We all looked forward to going to Milwaukee to see all these wild bands back in the day, you know?
Yeah, man. I mean, I just went to Lemoore's when I wanted to see some shit get fucked up.
Let's bring back Lemoore's next. Let's call the Perrini brothers.
If anybody buys Lemoore's, I will show up to every show.
So we got the rights. And thanks again to Jack. We really, really appreciate that we were able to secure this deal. And thanks again to everybody who helped. And I will try to get Chris Reefert on the podcast. That was like sad listening to Trevor go, oh, I want to meet Chris and see Autopsy play. And then just other things he said throughout the show. We talked, he mentioned the band Apsu or Absu, which are now called Apsu. They had some controversy. I actually went and listened to the latest Apsu, and that shit rips. So
where are they from?
I know. Don't ask me that. I just made a list of the stuff that we talked about during the show, and I tried to go listen to a bunch of songs. But that, I know there's controversy, and people, you know, some people won't want to support it. But
they're from Dallas.
It's pretty amazing. It's like death thrash, black, leans really black.
They look the part.
But yeah, they they had some controversy. Also, I went back and listened to the old Cryptopsy, and yeah, it was hard to get through it, but I got through it. And again, we're just joking around. We're just having a good time. And now we will try to make this the best Milwaukee Metal Fest that we can make it in honor of Trevor. And we will get the Barney episode out from Napalm Death, because that one we were talking a lot about Milwaukee Metal Fest too. And we'll launch the Milwaukee Metal Fest podcast, where we'll get, you know, Jack Koshig on, and we'll get Leslie, we'll get
do Robin. A limited series just during the tour. Oh, during the fest.
I think we're gonna do it like full time, because there's so many legendary stories and so many amazing just things that happen behind the scene and at the show, and just from every year they've done it. Keanu Reeves was there. That's a whole.
Did he play with Dogstar? Or yes, that's his band, right?
Yeah, there's so much. Well, you'll see. We're gonna talk to Jack Koshick. It's gonna be amazing. But anyways, thank you everybody for all your support. Rest in peace, Trevor. And yeah, we'll be back. We got a How Awesome Is This? We got Barney from Napalm. We got Ryan from Demon Hunter.
Yeah,
we got a ton of episodes. So we'll be getting back to a normal schedule. Drink your coffee, do your push-ups, listen to death metal. Bye bye.
Produced by Brian McKay. Executive producers Jake Olszewski, Ben Lee, AJ Lewis, Garrett Keeping, Dan Smith, Nick Torito, JJ Hernandez, Joe Bartovic, Jason Jarvis, Chris Larice, Alex Smolin, Todd McKee, John Blewett, Richard Miller, Kyle Marg, Nate Leffingwell, Morgan Costner, Mark Tagg, Zapagor Waikato, Niall Scollard, Kathy D'Ambrosio, Justin Steven, Jack Flanders, the Pit Commander, Andy Wilson, Jeffrey Kuhn, Kimo Humalamaki, Jonathan Metis, Brandon Cooper, Matthew Jankowskis, Jamie Kutcher, Ryan Underkoffler, Matt West, Ryan Maurice, Chad Green, Dallas Hendricks, Jacob Arensberg, Kenneth Moore, Kona Butterflies, Stephen Helm, Richard McIntosh, Jeff Stevenson, Ryan Williams, Larry Tooley, Dallas Bolin, Brian St, Nathan Rex Madrid, Cameron Hendricks, Scandalous Official, Joe Motson, Let's Talk Resident Evil, Andrew Chase, Guy on the Couch, Chris Winchester, Antonio Reyes, Joe Otson, Dustin Stone, Lee Walker, Ryan Levson, John Henkes, Robert Bushaw, Troy Seal, Mark Horror Armenta, Jay Liberston, Nick Fowler, Mike Horgan, Emma Horgan, Arnarok, Patrick King, Oscar Brumman, Stacy Steineke, Fernando Somoza, Patrick O'Brien, Dominique Zimmer, Ryan Sanders,